go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Bitch, I'm popular, put diamonds on binoculars. Montclair jacket, nigga, purple brand sag, nigga. Queens on my feet like ABC, I get the drop. And my bitch hella bad, double D's, movie V, nigga. All y'all niggas pretty loose, I'm feeling like I'm bulletproof. You go shoot, who, nigga, shoot, nigga. Niggas always dissing, but not one of us is dead. Bitch, I'm from the lane, gangsta crip, my last name, nigga. You see my click, bitch, been affiliated since a little jit.
Okay, 180, baby, good fuck with the sucker.
Shut your bitch ass up if I'm a sucker, catch the fade thing. What's up?
What it do?
Yo. We got some questions to answer.
We do?
Some very important questions.
We do.
These questions, and you know what? I text you, I had at least 30 more questions that I asked on the live. They were some good ones, too. But I did not screenshot it. We cannot get those questions back. I don't think I would be able to remember them all. Would you want to be able to walk backwards as good as you could walk forward, or remember everything you've said in your life?
I'm gonna do the walk backwards.
Yeah, that'd be wild. King Jerm said you'd be able to play defensive back real good.
That's a fact.
Yeah. But you know how that goes. I was up one night and I had something in my system, and these questions came out of nowhere.
Well, well.
But there's some very important questions, though.
I'm just trying to think, why are they so important? What what's going to happen where these are very important questions that we got to know the answers?
Because it's going to let me know what type of person you are.
It's like personality quiz.
Yeah, it's like one of those. All right, so look, for example, this is important because I don't know what to do. Get rid of spiders, ants, or roaches forever. But the other two that you do not pick, they double.
Yeah, and I'm getting rid of roaches.
So I thought about it. Because it's going to be between ants and spiders for me.
Why?
Because look, you could actually, if you have roaches, you can come get that taken care of. And you don't have to see a roach again, okay?
You don't know a lot about roaches.
Yeah, I do. I didn't have roaches. I had roaches before. But I had a, not necessarily my neighbor, but shit, we did go over his house a lot. I don't want to put his name out there. I don't even know where he at in life. But there was a kid that had a sister. I think he had a sister, if I'm not mistaken. Cool cat. But it was so many roaches in his house, though.
Yeah.
Crazy, right? No, I had two friends like that. I don't want to say their name. I don't, but I almost did. Okay, but the amount of roaches and they both had to get the exterminator to come over, and it was a pile of them when they were done. Right, so I get it when it comes to roaches, but I'm terrified of spiders all the way down to daddy long legs. I just killed one today. But ants are just irritating. You know what I mean? Marcy is Marcy and Bailey, they can't, like, how I feel about spiders is how they feel about ants. They skin crawl, stuff like that. I get it. But summertime, and it seemed like anytime you buy a watermelon, them motherfuckers just find their way in your house. And if you get an ant problem, because they're the smaller out of the two,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, you can find some spiders, you know, that's some ant size and stuff like that, but the amount of ants you can have in your kitchen during the summertime, it is very, and then you gotta like repackage the food. You gotta put shit in containers and stuff like that.
But you gotta do that. You gotta do that with ants and roaches.
In roaches, you are correct, because the roaches are more ghetto, because they gonna be eating. You know what I'm saying? And they sneaky. Right.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing with roaches, though. It's the same thing. You gotta package up the food, whatever. But like, them motherfuckers is everywhere. And I read somewhere that if you don't kill it properly, if it is with children and you don't kill it properly, those little bitty eggs, whatever, continue to do what they gotta do, and you got more roaches.
Yeah. Yeah. They fucking. They are.
But but with ants, like, you, like, spray won't work on roaches. Like, exterminator can come, and it's still not 100% guaranteed that they got them all.
You gotta put that blanket over your house.
Yeah. Got and to. Leave that shit alone for like a week plus.
Yeah, you gotta go. But like
with ants,
though,
with ants, you got the ant traps, you got the sprays, and them shits work.
Because
I had an ant problem out in Cali. I had an ant problem during the summertime. I know, and it's annoying. And you're like, damn, where'd this motherfucker come from?
Slapping the dog shit out of yourself all night.
And you know what? With them ants, there's always like two or three that just stray away from the trail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all your homeboys are
the nosy ones. They just want to go somewhere else. The mission, because we already know the mission is to go get some food.
Right.
And bring it back to the crib. No.
Right.
Nigga, this nigga want to go over here, buy my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing over here, bro.
Yep. But I'd rather deal with ants and spiders. Like, I know
I don't know how you can keep spiders. I know they can help. They'll get rid of the ants and the roaches for you.
Yeah, they'll get other bugs.
Yeah, but that's only them dumb niggas that we just finished talking about that steer away from the pack.
I can deal with ants. I can deal with spiders. I'm not saying like, oh, I love spiders. I love it. No, out of those three, I'll deal with ants and spiders. I ain't dealing with no roaches.
Dealing with no damn roaches.
No.
Okay, so let's see what else we got. This is a cool one. Be able to turn pain into pleasure or control your emotions on demand.
See, I don't feel like my emotions are irate for me to be like, I can't control my emotions.
No, so, but I mean, it'd be with anything. Like, you go through a breakup,
cry. And,
yeah, you could just on demand just be happy. Like nothing ever happened. And I can help you out as an actress. Get the cut on the waterwork whenever you want to.
I didn't think of it in the reverse
that. Or if you want to be, if you want to go down to a lower level than that, you can manipulate people.
Oh shit! I ain't doing that. I don't want that. I don't want that on me. I guess paid into pleasure, because
you just gotta be sure you don't get addicted to it.
Yeah.
I actually got an episode of that on Black Mirror. Yeah. They got an episode like that where the more he got, I think the dopamine from causing pain to himself.
I don't remember that one.
Mm-hmm. I remember it got all the way down to he was yanking out his teeth and shit like that.
I didn't see that one. See,
by the time it got to the end of the episode, like he was really
his butt.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Look, I like Black Mirror. I really do. But that should be getting my anxiety so high sometimes that like I will skip forward through scenes, or I will read like I'll get to a certain point in the episode and I'm like, hell no, next. Like
that anxiety.
That should.
Hey, between Black Mirror and Love Hate Robot. Was it Love Hate Robot? I think it was Love Hate Robot.
I don't know that one.
What?
Mm-mm.
I think you would love that. Hold on, man.
Let me look that up. Love Hate Robot, you say?
Yeah. I think I got it. It was Love Hate Robot. No.
Love Death Robot.
Love Death Robot. Yeah, Love Death Robot. Okay. That shit is.
I'll check it out.
And you definitely got to be under the influence when you watch that.
Oh, shit.
It's a whole totally different experience.
I'll check that out. But yeah, that Black Mirror shit, my anxiety be so high. But I think I would rather do the turn pain into pleasure. Because think about it, right? As you know, I got to deal with migraines.
Oh, yeah.
And that shit is painful. So, and I deal with that like once or twice a month, give or take. Mm-hmm. So... since I have stuff that causes me pain on a regular basis, I think I'd rather do that.
That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah, I don't want to manipulate nobody. I know I do cry at every little thing, but I get over that.
You're going to change that right around. All right, what about this one? Own Drake's...
No. You got to answer.
What? What was the question?
Be able to turn pain into pleasure and control your emotions on demand.
I only could pick one because the other one I'm already Capricorns. Capricorns can control that shit on demand already. That's our superpower. No, I would do control emotions on demand.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I would probably do that, and then I'd probably just milk it and be an actor.
Okay.
And then on top of that, like, I think I'll probably be able to help de-escalate a couple of things.
Because your emotions are out of it?
Yeah, exactly. And even, mm-hmm. you know, even avoid getting into altercations myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Own Drake's full catalog by yourself. Or own the copyrights to one Marvel character. You could pick whoever that character is.
And copyrights. Because I'd rather be proud of whatever I own, and I ain't gonna be proud of Drake's catalog. I don't want that shit.
Freaky ass nigga, you a 69 guy. which character?
OVO. Oh, no. But see, before this whole beef thing, let me straighten that up. I ain't never liked Drake like that.
Nobody did, man. We know what it was.
They ain't never liked Drake like
the
that.
Fan base, the fan base.
He might have got me with like four or five songs a long time ago. I mean, years ago. But not no album.
The fan base is scrambling right now trying to figure out how so many people turn their back on him. They starting to realize that the fan base was built on faulty foundation from the mm-hmm. beginning. But that ain't our fault, though.
Nope.
Which Marvel character, though, would you pick? You already know the popular one. I done got two Spider-Mans already.
This is Marvel. Hold on, because I be getting...
I'll let you know. DC ain't got that much. Nigga, this is Batman. them niggas may have a starting five, and that might be it.
I think I'm going to go with... It's between two. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I think I'm going to go with Thor.
Thor? That's a good one. That's
a yeah. Honorable mention would be Iron Man, but I think I'm gonna go with Thor.
Okay, all right. I would have thought you had went with Spider-Man. You know, that's the most popular one I heard. Wolverine.
But you know what? True story. I don't really care for Spider-Man like that.
Yeah.
Not really. I'll watch it, but I'm not like I'm not eager to.
Spider-Man is definitely a 69 god. He is. Him and the Hulk, both of them.
Oh my god.
Both of them. I would. Let me tell you what I would do. I'm so diabolical. I'll take Drake's catalog and then sell it and and give the money to the black community.
No, look at you.
Look at that.
Look at you, you damn activist.
No, yeah. I'm gonna give it all to Compton. I keep some myself.
Oh my god.
All right, let's see what else we got. If I could think of the ones that I had on live was crazy. Like, dude, you got the I sent you the FaceTime one?
Yes, you did.
What was that one again? It was FaceTime the aliens or what?
FaceTime aliens or be able to watch your dates in real time.
Okay, now that's one right there. So let me explain that one. You go on a date, and while you're on the date, you get to watch yourself while you're on the date.
I think I'd rather do that than FaceTime some aliens.
I don't know if I can pass up on aliens, dog. Like, for real, I get the FaceTime niggas anytime I want to.
Oh my god.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one, right? Well, I'm not going on any dates anyway.
Yeah, see, that's the difference between you and me.
I just thought about it.
Well, no, you going on dates with your wife. You can see.
I don't want to see me talking to that dick.
Oh my god! Oh my god! No, I ain't never been one of those people eager to want to interact with an alien. Or I'm good.
Here we go. I just remember one. Well, actually, it's King Germ's one. This is the one he came up with.
Okay.
Would you for $20 million right now, all yours, but mom's got
tax free.
You get the whole 20 mil. You get the whole 20 mil. Mm-hmm. But mom's got to go to jail for a year.
Oh my god! Why would you do that? I ain't sending my mama to jail for a year.
No,
I'm not.
Look at that.
No.
Loyalty.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I hear you. Ma, you got 15 mil coming when you get home, baby.
Oh my god. No, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that.
Dear mama. And Mother's Day is on the way. Oh, happy early Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right, let's see what else we got. Be able to. Ooh, this is the one right here. Now I switched it up because I think there's a different. Well, let me see how you think. Do you think daydreams are different than night dreams?
Yes.
Okay. So that's
why daydreams. You can control where that motherfucker go. You can't control.
But do night, you
like sleep? But, yeah.
So this is how I identify with daydreams. When I daydream, I'm not in control. Like, I'm just going with the flow. Like, I don't even know that it's a daydream until I'm out of the daydream. Because I know you know when you're dreaming.
Especially
when you gotta pee, because you don't. You know, once you pause that episode, it's hard. Sometimes it could be difficult getting back to that where you left off at.
Yeah.
But when I daydream, I don't realize that I'm daydreaming until I snap out of it. And I'm like, damn.
Yes and no. I mean, you might get real into it where you don't realize like that's what you're really doing, but you are more able to kind of guide that in a direction than being stuck in some of these crazy ass dreams I have. So, what was the question?
The question, the question is be able to participate in your daydream, mm-hmm. or hop into someone's nightmare.
No.
You can hop into anyone.
Or participate in my daydream.
I get it. The trigger word is nightmare. I get it. You not gonna help your homie?
Oh. That ain't my problem.
Damn. That nigga said, deal with it when you wake up.
Look, because going by my dreams, especially as of lately, oh my God. I don't want to put nobody through what I've been dealing with in my dreams. No, thank you.
Hey, here's the crazy thing. You said, nigga, that's not my problem. Wake your bitch ass up and get up out of there. I probably would go with daydreams as well, because it seemed like some great sunshine and dandelions come with a daydream, mm-hmm. for some apparent reason. And plus, that feeling is crazy. Nobody likes the feeling when they have a goddamn nightmare. That's for sure. Mm-mm. And I got sleep paralysis, so that's like a...
Right. You ain't waking up.
Yeah, sleep paralysis is like short film scary movies for... Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to mess with that one.
Nope.
Now, this is the question that started everything off. This was the crazy one right here. Would you want to have a list of people that wants to have sex with you? Or... know all of the jobs that will hire you?
Look, let me know all the jobs that want to hire me. I can't do nothing with no list of people. Oh, you want to have sex with me? Cool.
No, look, you got the list. Everybody else don't know that you have it. But you look at that list and you be like, what if you find a celebrity on there, though? That's crazy. That's crazy.
That'd be crazy, but I don't want no parts of that either.
Rick, come on now. We got to stop playing. You podding right now. You telling me. I look at that list and I'm like, Nick, is that vanity? Oh, Nick, I'm
like, oh my God.
Hello? Yeah, look,
stupid.
No.
You're so stupid.
Prince, can you pass vanity the phone?
I mean, damned if you do, damned if you don't. I'm not going to do nothing with no list like that, though. I'm not.
Hey, well.
And I know I'm podding right now. I'm speaking my truth. I don't, where I'm at in life, show me the money. Show me the highest paying job that will hire me.
I just remember.
And let's go.
Bro, I just remember one. Mm-hmm. Bear with me, because the details is fuzzy, because it's vaguely coming back. So, you could commit a blue-collar crime for minimum wage with no repercussions, or pick any job, but it has to be remote. Damn, no, is.
Yeah, I was about to say I'm picking that remote job. That's easy.
But it was. I forgot the whole thing. Damn, I can't remember now.
Maybe it'll come back to you.
Yeah, I can't remember now, man. It was something like that, though. It was something like that.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm sure there's another one on here. Hold on. You sent.
No, I think.
No, you did those.
Yeah, I think that was it.
I did. What?
I had a gang of them on King Germ Live. I forgot. Oh, okay. I got one. I got one. Be able to text. Well, not just text. Communicate in general. So phone calls, talking out loud, text messages, DMs, whatever form of communication there is.
Mm-hmm.
Any celebrity that's dead, or anytime you want to, you get to walk on any TV series set and be a part of the show.
Ooh, do you get paid for that?
See, that's somebody. That was the first thing they asked. Do you get paid? Nigga, does it matter?
It does matter.
Man, I'm pulling up. I'm pulling up to the Martin Show off GP. And the Wayne's
Brothers.
You got
the drones, dog.
I have to be a part of the, you know what, you know, the best Martin episode of all time. I got to be in there with the Rottweiler. I have to. That on a vacation with the whatever,
with the raccoon or possum, whatever that thing was.
Yeah. That one, the Halloween one was good.
I hate the Halloween one. I don't like that one.
You don't like that one?
Mm-mm.
The plumber, the dead plumber.
That shit is funny when they get around him.
Yeah.
Do their little funeral for him. Yeah. I would want to be a part. Okay, there's two. I'd want to be there for when Martin has nightmares of Pam.
Oh, yeah.
And when Kid is on the radio.
Oh, Shanae.
And Shanae. When's the date with Kid?
Forever, Shanae. Oh, and the Thanksgiving one.
Yeah.
The Thanksgiving one was, that's top three, too.
Mm-hmm.
My mama biscuits.
Walk on stage.
All right. No, man, I'm texting, FaceTiming Mike and
Michael
Prince.
Jackson.
Hell
I knew
yeah.
You were gonna say
I'm
Mike.
Calling Pac, Nip. I'm calling Betty White, Madden. Nigga, what?
Yeah. I want to communicate. I want to, especially with Prince. That's the first one.
Yeah.
Mike too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few. Could you imagine? Like, but see, then you could start putting people in jail or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What you mean?
Who did it?
Oh,
who did it?
Yeah. You would be the first. Like, oh my God, Prince, how are you doing? What happened? What happened? We need
Whitney,
to tell them now.
Hey, what happened right before? Like, look,
she done brought
all in. It'd done. Be a whole new TV series that you could hop on.
She done brought up Whitney.
Well, don't you really want to know what happened?
Let's talk about that. I think some stuff I do want to know, some stuff I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? I don't know. It's some stuff I just don't want to know. Some stuff
that I'm curious to know. That one I'm
because
really
what if they just tell you all casual? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Like you're like Mike, what happened, man? It was a bitch ass doctors, bro. I told you it was the doctors.
Man, this motherfucker came up in my room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be crazy if that's how they told you. Man, but
wow, you notice how I didn't say Pac. Pac still. Pac is in Argentina, dog. I'm telling you. Oh man, shout out to Pac.
Bopping his head to Kendrick's Not Like.
Yeah, he definitely celebrating somewhere, man. Hey, I've never like all this week, man. What's been going on with these emotional guys getting upset that Drake lost, man? What's going on?
I think because what, before this, what were any diss tracks? It's been a long time since there's been some real diss tracks, right?
You talking about between them or just in general?
In general.
It's not as popular or anything like that, but right now you got the Chris Brown and Quavo.
I'm not talking about that. First of all,
you had the girls.
Shit.
You had the yeah. He's been wilding. the girls has been going at each other, remember? And then well, you talking about like right now is like JT and Glorilla.
Who?
Glorilla.
No,
Glow.
I'm joking.
Oh.
I don't give a fuck about them bronze.
No, I'm saying it is them, it's just not as popular.
But is it diss tracks like how we just witnessed real, like?
No, see, what K-Dot did was expose a large fan base, mm-hmm. or whatever. But, I mean, it's going to go back to that. You're not going to get what K-Dot gave us. You're not going to get that. Probably once in a lifetime. We're not going to. I don't even think the next generation is going to understand what that is.
Well, and it could just be because I don't listen to that shit, that Glorilla, and all. I don't listen to all of them.
No, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Like, no, outside of
but
them.
But I'm saying, like, I feel like the real shit, I feel like we haven't had that in so long. And I'm not counting Chris Brown and, like, but like I said, Chris Brown.
I mean, you had Cardi and what you call it, Nicki. They was feuding for what, about a year or two or something like that.
And they had diss tracks.
That's a good question.
They feud with each other, but to like actually have a diss track.
Oh well, what you call it went back and forth for a minute. Nicki Minaj and God damn. I can't think of her name right now. They know what I'm saying too. I cannot think of her name.
Not Cardi?
Remy Ma.
Remember Remy Ma?
Remy Ma had sheet there.
Yeah, I don't listen to sheet.
That was the best thing about sheet there was the name.
Mm.
But yeah, no, it hasn't been anything, you know.
They just don't make diss tracks like they used to.
They don't.
So that's why everybody's so hyped about this shit too, because this was like,
it's a lot of. I mean, they show that it's a lot more Hollywood. It's definitely a lot more Hollywood. I feel like there was a lot of tension back in the 90s, and that shit was real. Like them niggas, it was physical altercations back in the 90s and the early 2000s. Now a lot of this shit is just, well, I mean, but then again, you did have. Again, it's on a lower level. You might not listen to him. But what's my nigga name? What's my nigga from Chicago?
Kanye?
No, not
that guy. Who are you talking about? I'm just thinking who's from Chicago.
I cannot think of his name right now. Von. King Von. That was a physical altercation and a murder on surveillance. So, I mean, but Chicago been—they've been set tripping for a while though.
Man,
I remember I went to. I remember I had a family reunion back in like 2014 that I went to, and it was cracking since then. I forgot when, but I think that might have been around the time or a little bit after them niggas started to come out with that drill shit.
Hmm.
They've been tripping ever since, though.
They always trip.
What are you about to ask?
Since we're on the topic of diss tracks, your favorite of all time?
My favorite of all time? I think it's still going to be No Vaseline.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's 1A, 1B. That's why, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, versus... goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off.
Used to be hard, but now you just wet and soft.
Yeah. So
you was down with the AK.
Yeah. But at the same time, I got Ether up there. I think I'm struggling between Kendrick gotta have a top 10 diss now. He has to.
Oh yeah.
All right. So this is this is one of my questions on the Breaks Radio. With your top, I know nobody really has like a top 100. We don't even have like a top 120, maybe. I mean, we'll start stretching it at that point. Everybody has, to me, I think everybody has a top five for sure. And then there's a lot of people who have a top 10. And then after that, you know, you can just throw artists out there. You know, after that top 10, you start talking about artists like T.I. and Luda. You know, it's gonna be a couple of Wu-Tang members outside the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you had K-Dot in your top whatever, did this battle move him up? And do you think he deserves to be in the top 10 overall non-biased? So personal and non-biased.
I believe he does deserve to be in the top 10.
Overall. Okay.
And one reason why, because I mean, his tracks are good. You know, he took shot after shot, but he also, and not just shot after shot in one song, he was just dropping shit.
Yeah.
Like, just dropping bombs.
What does the battle help that, or was he a certified top 10 before the battle?
I wouldn't say he was certified before the battle.
Okay. So the battle helped.
It did help.
Okay. So did it help him more than it hurt Drake? Cause I don't think when it comes to top 10, judging how, or just observing how emotional that fan base got and still is, it's not gonna move him.
Drake?
Yeah.
No, Drake. Okay, look, maybe Drake's fan base ain't going nowhere, and Drake fans are dumb as shit. But, okay, I don't know. Drake, I am being nice. Drake, and I'm not saying all Drake fans, but it's just like the Beehive. Like, you need to just recognize. Yeah, I said it. You need to just recognize stuff for what it is.
K-Dot,
like, everybody just.
K-Dot got y'all own one.
No. Look, Drake, I listen to Drake stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I. It didn't make me go like, ooh, that. No. I didn't have any moments like that at all. And I can be unbiased in this. I can sit back and look at it for what it is and listen to lyrics and just go by that. And that's what I did. It has nothing to do with like, speed.
It's just not your speed overall.
Drake's, no.
Right.
And I feel like just like Beehive, there's like Drake fans like that, that are so, oh my God, Drake won. No, did you actually really listen? Because no. And I feel like they're just, those two fan clubs are just very similar with how they act towards stuff that has to do with their person. But look, I forgot where I was going with that. I think with Drake, I know I've put this on Twitter. He's not going to be going to certain places for a while because they are banging the hell out of this diss track on him. Do you want to go to a game where at the halftime game, they're playing Not Like Us everybody dancing to it?
I think he has enough control, but I think he has enough control in Toronto. Yeah. He got the key to the city. Him and K-Dot they both got the keys to their city. And I think he's the ambassador for Toronto Raptors. So wherever he say goes, I think. The Raptors is gonna do that? Hell no.
Ain't gonna do that, but that's not the only games he goes to.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the only ones he's gonna sit courtside at.
In general, he ain't gonna go to the other games for a while because they're gonna be playing the hell out of that shit, especially I don't think, game in Cali.
Well, it's the postseason now, and we're in the second round, so he could pretty much dodge this one. You know what I mean? But the real question is, when he get caught slipping during the new season in November and October. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is we talking about almost like 6 to 7 months from now.
I wouldn't be surprised if he goes somewhere and there's some asshole in charge of the music that lets that shit ride it. Maybe not even play the lyrics, but play that instrumental.
Yeah.
Let me remind you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I agree. If he goes to Miami, they have marked off Atlanta. They marked off L.A. He lost those two. If we put it in political terms, he lost Atlanta. He lost California.
Like the damn election.
Yeah. And then it might be a 50-50, or he might be losing 60-40, 70-30 Florida. You know, depending on how much they rock with Rick Ross. But he doesn't have Atlanta. He doesn't have L.A. So, you know, and then we talking about the culture. So even if his fan base ain't going nowhere. He took a hit. He took a hit.
Oh yeah, he did.
He took a hit. But I don't think that affects his followers. I think that it affects his image for sure. It's sustained. Yeah, it's sustained whether and I ain't gonna even lie to you. I hope it's not true. I hope it's not true. Because, oh. I mean, no, if that was to, that'll crush his fan. Like, that's, come on, man. That's a bit. I don't think society will be able to recover from that. Like that.
Look, there's other people out there that got crushed from their person dropping bombs and whatever. People coming out and saying shit.
Oh yeah,
ain't the only one. He ain't the first.
Lamar Kelly fans don't know what's.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly who I was thinking.
Nobody's calling me.
Oh man. Yeah, I think Drake's gonna fall back for a while.
I think so too.
And wait for the next thing to happen for him to just sneak back on to them. See, he was riding that doo-doo mama's sexy red.
Yeah, man. Oh my God.
Yeah. What is going on in the world?
I swear, hey, when I look at these artists, every time I see these artists, I hear these tracks, I'm like, Idiocracy, the movie. Like, it feels like we keep going backwards. Mm-hmm. I was so confused about the debates and the arguments about Kendrick's catalog and the timing of him dropping albums and how difficult and the encrypted messages and shit in the songs and the Easter eggs. And I'm like, nigga, for a whole week y'all was breaking this shit down. Like it was almost like a challenge or a scavenger. Like niggas was trying to figure out. I just learned something new today. Today. And I'm like, yeah. I get it. I don't really like to talk about Drake fans like that because, hey man, them niggas is weird, dog. but they how we view them is how they view us though, and all we said is just leave that nigga alone. That's the it's two niggas that you went up against that he can't beat, and I'm not about to be yelling about them or anything like that. I told
Tone Kyle the other day, I said, I don't care enough to get my blood pressure high and argue about the shit.
Yeah. It was fun for the moment, though. That Friday night, May 3rd, that's going to go down in history.
I was asleep.
Oh, you did go to sleep.
I woke up. I told, because Tone Kyle had posted it on Twitter, like, if y'all had friends that were asleep last night, you know, something like that. And I was like, I was that friend asleep. And it's like going, it's like not going to somebody's birthday party at a club, and then you wake up and you see all the pictures and hear all the crazy stories on your timeline and shit, like you missed everything.
No, I'm talking about second by second. I was in the same spot that I'm in now. It was wild what was going on. Like it was so many group chats that I was a part of that just kept sending me, and everybody just kept waiting for the Drake drop, Kendrick drop, KDOT drop, Drake drop, and it was like dog back to back. And then the crazy part is how fast the access that we got. And it wasn't even on the DSPs. You had to either go to, I know the 616 was just on IG. Everything else was on YouTube.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then it was something special though, because like a lot of those outlets on YouTube that talk about hip hop or the culture, they got paid. Mm-hmm. They got paid a lot. That whole Kendrick taking the copyright and off of Not Like Us got a lot of niggas paid. So it was definitely history in the making.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We already discussed how we feel about Drake. But hip hop misses that piece now. Rap, whatever. That genre today does not get that like we had back in the day. And I don't even want to call it beefs, but like the battles, the diss tracks, I'll call it a battle. You don't have that anymore. And so that's kind of what they did after track, like back to back to back. They were battling.
Well, here's the thing though. Here's to their, I ain't gonna say to their defense, because it's like it's almost their fault. Outside of KDOT and even Drake, I'll say Drake too, but when I say this, I'm talking about Drake's ego, not his talent. Mm-hmm. When you said, when was the last time we got a good beef? They don't know how to be.
They don't.
They don't, right? So we lost our two artists, right? The two biggest ones. You already know who they are. They've lost a lot. And when I say they, I'm talking about the younger generation. I'm attached to some of these artists. Hell, we lost, like I said, we lost King Von. We lost Nip. You know what I'm saying? We lost was my guy from New York, Pop Smoke. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Lost our guy from Philly. You know what I'm saying? Like we're losing artists like a lot. You know what I'm saying? And some of it is not even tied to like actual rap beef tracks. You know what I'm saying? But they don't know how though. Like Like I said, I'm not saying that KDOT don't know how to do it. I'm not saying that Drake don't know how to do it. They were doing it. You know, they had been doing it for almost 10 years. And a lot of that comes with just subliminals and shit like that. Or every now and then direct shots or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to pick on Drake or whatever. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm too much KDOT or whatever. But to KDOT defense, he did say, yo, we can keep it on this level, but if you go here, just know I'm ready to go there. Whatever. But they were good at where they was at. Was good. I think they was good at where they was at. As long as they just kept talking about each other on the surface, everything was straight. But once it got to
family.
once it got to you've been slapping up your wife and one of your kids might not be yours. And then it went to, I'm going to talk directly to your son. I'm going to talk directly to your mom. Tell her to sit down at one part of the song. Tell your dad how poor of a job he's done. And then tell both of them collectively that I wish your son was dead. And then talk to a Gone Girl movie. And it's like, how did we get here so fast? At one point, though, I said it's over. I said KDOT won, but I'm not celebrating. I'm just saying he won. Let's get the hell out of here, because it was like a little it was too dark at one point.
it was Saddle Ranch.
Oh, hey, it just everything happened so quick. we never got that many songs. Like, think of how many. I think we it has to have the record for the most tracks in the rap beef, right? Got to.
Yeah.
But as far as back and forth?
Yeah.
So, probably. And it had, and it stole a moment. Like, this was like, is I think total is a month and some change, I want to say, maybe. But that one little timestamp between May 3rd and May 5th, or May 6th, rather, it was a lot going on. Mm-hmm. It was a lot going on. Historical event, and shit, I know where I was at.
I was asleep. Stuck in a crazy dream.
Or you could have been in somebody else's dream.
Oh, shit. Now, all right, look, don't Black Mirror me.
No. Switch the nightmare part out. That's a little too much. That's a horror flick. Just somebody's dream. Would you want to jump into somebody else's dream just randomly?
Yeah, why not? I'll live a little.
Yeah. I would.
You would?
Yeah, but who, though?
Good question. I don't know.
I'll hop in Bailey's dream. Hey, what's that? What the hell's going on in here?
Look, I don't know. My kid the other day had a dream about a tornado, and he died.
Oh,
I ain't doing that.
Nah. Then you got to go. You got to go there and help. Nah, hell no. I don't know why I've been seeing, for some reason, there's been a lot of, in my algorithms, I've been seeing tornado and hurricane videos.
Because it's the season.
Yeah, we don't have the season out here, though.
You don't have the season, but it's just the season in general in your country.
I mean, we did have, during the pandemic, we did have a small tornado or something like that.
You did, yep. Man, I was sending you screenshots when I was getting them alerts and my weather and everything, like 2-3. Was that when the beef was going on? Hold on. No, it wasn't. I think it was right before.
Yeah, I think it was before. It was before.
I think it was like right before. But yeah, like,
we were supposed to record. Oh, no, wait.
We were going to record.
That was it. Yeah, that was it. That's when you said we had to switch it because y'all got the emergency notification.
Yeah. It was going down.
Your ass got that notification, just went to sleep.
No, that wasn't the same night. It was like the next night or something. But
we did reschedule it for Saturday, didn't we?
What I know is we rescheduled it, but it was for something else. I can't remember what was going on, but we ended up not recording. And
Saturday I was out of there. I remember I was at home by myself or whatever, because Marcy and Casey went somewhere. I forgot where they went, but I think it had something to do like the prom or something like that. Like, you had to go get a suit or something like that. And because I scheduled it like that so we could record while they was gone.
Yeah, because you said you were going to be home.
Yeah, yep.
But I don't know why we ended up saying, like, it's not going to work. But then I sent you that screenshot, and I said, well, good thing we weren't going to record, because it was going to be alarms and everything going off. The sirens were going off outside. A tornado was, there was two different ones, 20 minutes to the west of me, 20 minutes to the east, and then there was one forming in the sky literally 5 minutes from my house. It didn't touch down, but it was in the sky. And I swear on everything, because it happened at nighttime when the sirens went off and everything, and the coast was somewhat clear because it was 20 minutes to the east of me. I went on my porch and it was lightning all up in the sky. And I swear I saw that shit through the houses in front of my house. Like, but far.
Lay you down. I'm out.
Man.
I'm out.
My anxiety. Oh my God.
I'm still scared of thunder and lightning.
Man, that shit ain't nothing.
See? Look at them thugs. So, do you want to extend the episode and continue with your episode ideas, or should we just refresh it?
It's up to you.
Well, let's go. You got it. We was doing 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. I sent him one, didn't I?
Nah, I don't.
I thought I sent one, but I didn't. Oh, wait. Let me check my notes.
Yeah, I got to look at my notes here real quick.
Yeah, because I don't think I had 3. Oh, no, I do. I got 3.
Okay. I got to find mine. Hold on. Okay. I be writing notes like every day in my phone.
Oh, I didn't send these. I thought I had sent one question and then I didn't send the other two because I didn't have them at the time.
Please don't tell me I deleted this shit.
What?
Please. Oh my God.
Did you write it in your notes?
I'm looking through my notes on my phone right now.
And you didn't send them to me, huh?
I know I didn't. I was... Because I was trying to hit you with the
surprise.
In the words of Orlando Bloom, the whip bam, whip bop wop. Oh my God.
Do you remember them?
Give me 1 second. Let me. Oh my God. Why did I delete that shit? See, but I found it because those are better than the ones I just made up now.
Okay, so we found it.
All right. Yes, found it.
Let's get to it. You introduce it. You go first.
Oh Lord! All right. So we got more questions, but this time it's—I won't say men versus women, but it's questions for men, questions for women, just some random shenanigans. If you will. Okay. So I guess since this is my topic, you're forcing me to go first.
Yay, yay.
Yes. And some might be more like silly and some might be more on the serious side. I think I'm going to start with silly because, yeah, let's start light. All right. So.
It sounded like DJ. That was a DJ Quick. All right.
All right. You know I love me some Quick. What is the equivalent to gray sweatpants, but for women? What's the equivalent?
Oh, that's either that's either leggings or a sundress.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good answer. I'm gonna take that one. 500 pack. You're not gonna beat nothing. You're not gonna beat nothing better than leggings and a sundress. Maybe boy shorts, but.
Well, I'm talking about in public, like.
Shit, they wearing those in public. Yeah,
you know what? You're right. These days, they be wearing everything.
But yeah, definitely tights and sundresses.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Take that.
We're going back and forth like Jada.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Why is it difficult for some women to hold themselves accountable? Out the gate. Wouldn't go boom.
Well.
Oh, my dog's getting buried.
You know what's funny is I actually was scrolling through, I think it was Instagram, and I was seeing some random stories and situations, and I was getting so mad because there's women out there that make other women look really bad for shit like that. Mm-hmm. Overall, I want to say that women use just being a woman as an excuse. Kind of in the same sense that men go, not all men, I'm not dogging everybody, okay? But some men out there go like, well, I'm a man, ain't I?
Some man's man. I'm a man's man.
Some women, well, I'm a woman, so blah, blah, blah. what I saw on Instagram was they were asking, is the husband wrong for this? Husband left his wife at the airport, got on the plane and left her at the airport. Why? Because 15 minutes before boarding, she decides she wants to go to another terminal and get Starbucks. They had already missed their flight, and this was the second round, like the second flight that they were able to book right after.
Yeah.
And she proceeds to go to Starbucks in another terminal with 15 minutes left to board.
Mm. She was being greedy.
Yeah. And let's add to the
wherever
story.
Wherever they was going had to be fire.
No, they were going to visit his daughter.
Oh, snap. That really, I was already on right? the side if it was a vacation. If it,
no.
Oh, wow. Okay. Please. No,
so he said, because they already missed the first flight. Remember this.
Okay.
So either I get on this flight, I already missed one. I get on this flight so I can go see my daughter, or I miss it because my dumbass wife, that's not what he said. I'm saying it. My dumbass wife, 15 minutes before, you can't wait until we land and go find a Starbucks?
You
got to have it now?
That's too many emotions for me right there. Like, I'm on, depending on, it don't really matter how far the flight is, like the length of the flight, because we could be going from L.A. to the Bay, an hour flight.
Hours.
That hour is going to feel like forever, especially if I know, it just depends on how the guy is. I know I could be so mad, eventually I'd be like, I'll get over it, and then I'll feel bad for the shit that I did. So if he on that plane, unless they have where you could buy the Wi-Fi, you're not gonna be able to communicate till you get off that plane. Oh, as soon as you turn that phone back on, Bucko. Oh my
bing,
god!
Bing, bing,
oh,
bing, bing,
she lit your ass up. I'm talking about she hit you with every K-Dot diss track drops, nigga. I think the first one had to be Meet the Grams. Oh, nigga, hey, shout out to this new podcast called Grits and Eggs. And they were saying that that Meet the Grams beat is so goddamn, it's so sinister. Like you get called into the office. And then you just hear that that beat come on.
Mm-mm.
That shit was crazy. But I don't know. I'm leaving. I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at him.
No,
that.
I'm not either. But that's gonna be dumb enough to like that. Just shows you she's selfish. And going back to the accountability, is she gonna take accountability for that? You know what? That was a dumb move. Like, no, she probably not. You probably got other.
Yeah.
Underlying issues somewhere else.
Those is one of those you have to apologize and just let him have his time with his daughter by himself now.
Yeah, but in going back to accountability, there's women out there like that who feel that what she did...
But they're not like us.
They're not like us. OBO. But there's women out there who are going to take her side. Like, no, if I want da-da-da-da-da, I'm going to go get da-da-da and he should wait for me. No, like, because first of all, it wasn't an emergency. You weren't gonna die if you didn't have Starbucks. Mm. Like, so, and that was just a light. I mean, it wasn't light, but it was light situation to kind of talk about that accountability. That I just think some women choose to use being a woman as an excuse, and they just won't take accountability because maybe they've never had to. They've gotten away with it just by saying they're a woman or, you know, acting like they can't do something, don't know something. I don't know, but not all women. But there's a good chunk of y'all out there that just, I don't know.
Some of y'all are some assholes. Okay, what's your next one?
My next one, pull that up again here. The next one. How can a man take better care of himself?
Wash your ass. Elaborate. What do you mean take care of yourself?
No. Well, I mean, if that's what you want your answer to be, okay. But I was just saying, like, overall, in general, whether you wanted to talk about physical or within.
I think the one answer to cover it all, that includes working out, et cetera. I think you got to stop lying to yourself and feel more comfortable with who you are. And then once you get to that point, then you can start talking about if you want to upgrade your body and stuff like that. But continue to work on yourself, build confidence in yourself, et cetera. That way you can start doing things freely without feeling like you're being judged or talked about by somebody else. Once you get rid of that, it's a phenomenal feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't take things too personal. Learn how to control the temperature in a room. Once you learn how to do that, then you good.
Okay, look at you. I like that answer.
That's edible. I got ghostwriters. Like, ain't no 1B20. It's 20. All right.
Oh my.
My next one is it possible for a woman's intuition be confused as an emotional assumption?
I'm ready for this one. So, kind of what you just said about knowing yourself and all that, I feel that I do believe in women's intuition. But I also feel that it can be blocked by emotion. You have to be in tune with yourself. No. You have to be aware of everything. Not lying to yourself about situations and people. Also, not taking in what other people are putting out to you about situations and things. Mm. Like, it's something that you literally have to just be... I'm talking about like in your head, but like in a room by yourself, just like there. And it comes to you. It's crazy. I can't explain it. Women listening will know what I'm talking about, but it is a thing.
Okay. All right.
And I will say I used to be blocked from really feeling my woman's intuition. Like I would think things or feel things and... most of the time, it ended up being right, but it took me too long to get there because I had so many outside, opinions and thoughts, and also trying to talk myself out of it. That's the other part.
Okay.
But that stuff is real. Very real. And all you men saying, no, it's not. Okay, you're not a woman. You don't know.
Okay. All right. I like it. What's the next one?
The next one.
Damn, man. Or am I? God damn. This edible kicking my ass. No, wait. No. I did ask it. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I said, look, you got me. Which way did he go?
Oh, my God. Okay, we're gonna have to hurry up and wrap this up. I see, because
my brain is so. I got one more question. I do know that.
You're about to shut.
Because it's wild right now. Put a leash on him.
Okay.
Put a leash on him. I'm out of there, Brett.
Oh my God! Cue Commodore Zoom. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if I can word this in a way that you will understand right now.
All right. Public school.
Yes. Is sabotaging something with a woman you know is a good woman showing you're scared of commitment or something else?
It's something else. It's immaturity. It's lack of experience. It's a lot. It's a lot of different things. Like when you don't have is and is by no means I'm using this as an excuse. I'm just saying these are some reasons why it could be that way. Is you don't have the immediate examples. So if you don't have any uncles or your father or your older siblings, brothers, even sisters, showing you how to properly, you know, date or be in a relationship, be consistent on evolving and things like that. If you don't have those examples, then how do you learn? What do you learn from, right? Immaturity, you know what I'm saying? Not being on the level that you, it's like being held back in grade school. You know what I'm saying? Like you are a fourth grader, but you're reading on a second grade level. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you're not even reading on your level, and the average person reads a level above or two. You know what I mean? So you're far behind. So that's what it could be. Now there's also a portion of guys who could be greedy or what's the word we like to use with Kanye? A narcissist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's so many different reasons. You know, some you could blame on their background, and well, all of it you can blame on their background, really, because I believe like I don't know if you're necessarily born a serial killer. You know what I'm saying? I think there's certain traits that picked up. There was an emotion that's not balanced, you know, enough. Like your emotional balance is off. Maybe you didn't get raised properly, you know what I mean? Or you was probably abused or whatever the case may be, and that kind of formed your psychotic ways. So I look at it the same way when it comes to your experience dealing with, you know, partners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you treat them based off of how you seen your mom or your dad get treated or treated other people. It's a lot of different reasons, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
All right. And then my last one. Who has a more dangerous ego, men or women?
You've asked me this one before.
Yeah.
We talked about it on another show, didn't we?
Did we?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Answer it again.
I feel we did, because I've heard this before.
Unless this is the one I sent you.
No, 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 no. I'm pretty sure we talked about this before. Hold on. Because that...
Are we in another?
That question, we've talked about this, because that question is very familiar. Hold on, I'm going back in our text messages real quick.
Either that or did we just talk on the phone?
Oh, I know what it was. I had asked you for an unpopular opinion for my show.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you gave me, was women, some not all, have a much more dangerous ego than men.
Okay. Here we are.
So, that was the thing with that one. I didn't quite understand where you were going with that.
Meaning, like, so we know when you think of the word ego, I think of male immediately,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But I also think of like the power behind the ego. You know, when you your ego can get you in trouble, you can use your ego as trying to control the situation, knowing that you know the outcome of a situation before it even happens, and just things that, and whatever you think you're supposed to have, you could talk to whoever you want to talk to a certain way because you carry yourself a certain way. That's all ego.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is that, and ego can come with some influence. Do you think is more dangerous for a man to have an ego or for a woman to have an ego? The reason why I asked if a woman, if her ego is dangerous, is because, I mean, they're no saints when it comes to relationship and marriages either. They have a whole ass TV series called Snapped.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So some of these women out here is just putting in crazy work and they're not really talking about it.
Well, I mean, we could probably debate it and go back and forth.
I think we're the poster childs of it for sure. But I wanna when I say dangerous, like I feel like men can get over things quicker. I think
because you guys are less emotional.
Exactly. Exactly. I am scared of a woman who is scorned and quiet.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah. For the most part, you should be. But
those are ones those are ones you want to check up on. Like, you good? Hey, you good right, over there?
Right. Well, because the other thing, hell, have you seen Single White Female?
I haven't.
You remember that movie?
Yeah, I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah, she was obsessed with the woman cut her hair.
The hand that rocks the cradle.
Yeah.
She was bold, though. Mm-hmm. Like, she changing the tea milk and everything.
Okay, now we're getting on the topic of crazy bitches. I'm just saying, like, with the ego of wanting to be on top or be the number one spot or whatever, or fighting to get the attention or whatever.
What about the chicken? What was the movie that Beyonce was in with
Obsessed?
Obsessed, yeah.
Like that.
That she was wild.
Yeah, but that's where you get that dangerous ego, and then that's where you end up getting on Snapped. But some of this though, this is hard to like draw that line, because some of this is, either the man feeding the woman too much just so he could get them draws, or the woman is looking too much into what it is. Like, oh, well, we had sex, so he must be, you know, in love with me. And that's not the case. But there are men out there who will tell a woman, I love you, and really, you just trying to hit it and quit it. But you think that's because that's what she wants to hear. So there's too many variables in that. But if you want to talk about just an ego, I want to go back to, there's songs about it. Pussy Control.
Oh,
the power of the P-U-S-S-Y. Like, but that's because it's also been said that, you know, oh, well, the woman's got the pussy. She controls everything. Not really, first of all.
Brett, I ain't gonna lie to you. You've been having a potty mouth.
Look, I ain't got nobody here to cover my mouth up so I can say what I want to.
She's been cursing like a sailor. You know, pussy this and pussy.
I was saying the titles of songs, okay?
That's true. But I ain't heard you cuss like this since 89.
I was 4. But I will say, yes, a woman who has a big ego will do what she wants and will be a savage to get what she wants, whether it's a man, a job, whatever. And I mean, they made movies like Mean Girls for a reason.
Yeah, Mean Girls is crazy.
Right? You got an ego. You think you better than everybody else. And so you will be the nastiest, most rude, most ugly on the inside bitch ever to get what you want. Yeah. Because I think with a man's ego, it's different than how a woman's ego operates. And a man's ego is like, oh, I got the nice car. You know, like it's all surface, superficial, like as long as I look good, it's that type of thing. Mm. If I look good, I'm better than you, blah, blah, blah. With women, it's like this vengeful, like, it's nasty. Yeah.
You gotta feel this pain no matter what.
Yeah, if I gotta feel this way, oh, you all are gonna feel this way too. That misery loves company type. And I hate to make it more on a negative side, but I don't, I don't know.
I got a bonus question for you.
Okay.
No matter how corny it is, what is one thing you could tell a person right now? Look at me. Look at me with that. Let's get these phone lines open. Let's get these phone lines open, people. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
The corniest thing.
Well, no, because I'm serious. It don't matter how corny it may sound or whatever. What is one thing that you could tell somebody right now on how to live, like how to enjoy life, like now? What is one thing that helps you enjoy life right now in today's world?
And this is kind of going to double back on what we talked about earlier, but knowing yourself. Mm-hmm. I was going to do a show on this actually, but it's knowing yourself and spending time with yourself.
Yeah.
Because the most dangerous person in the world is somebody who is comfortable alone.
Man. And make sure it's not a woman and she's scorned. Because
oh my God.
They are going to not just play. I'm just playing.
Well, ladies. I'm speaking from experience. I have been scorned and I am alone, but I am not that evil scorned alone plotting.
Yeah, it's not like she make any pipe bombs anymore.
No. I threw those away. Yeah. No, but I was going to do a show on this because it's so important. A lot of people will go through life never being alone, not knowing who they really are, not enjoying the things that they actually enjoy. Fuck everybody else. Like, you know, because sometimes you have friends like, oh yeah, we do all this together because we like this. But like, what do you like to do when you're alone? And no, I'm not talking about nothing nasty. I'm saying, like, for me, everybody knows on my timeline, you see it often. What am I doing first thing in the morning, especially when it's nice outside?
Drinking coffee.
I am drinking coffee on my porch with my plants.
With our feet up.
With my feet up.
Drinking coffee.
That's me. Nobody can take that from me. That's what I enjoy. That's what I do by myself. I don't need nobody to do that with.
Oh, crap.
Right. So that's how you end up enjoying life, is that time by yourself. Getting to know what you like, what you enjoy without influence of anybody else, and not having to do something with somebody else. Mm. Don't get me wrong. I have my moments because I'm human, you know, like, dang, it'd be nice to have somebody that would want to like come kick it, watch TV and eat dinner or go do this. But I don't have to have that. I don't need that. Like, that's not going to make or break me. I'm not going to boo-hoo, cry. Because I can, in the words of TLC, do bad by myself.
Mm, and don't go chase waterfalls either.
Certainly don't go do that. But I think that is the number one thing that everybody should do in order to actually, truly enjoy life.
And you know what? I am going to piggyback off of that, mm-hmm. and say not only that is, did you know, and it's possible. Now, because one of the key words that Britt said in this, she said she's human, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning that no matter how much you're working on yourself, there's going to be times where you break down. There's going to be there's going to be times where your human side come out. Mm-hmm. But when I tell you, when you decide not to argue, not to yell, not to fuss and stuff like that, mm-hmm. let me tell you how much life gets better. I promise you. Like the reason why I was laughing all week, it wasn't because K-Dot won. It's because there was a fan base that was emotionally damaged. And I watched them crash out on the internet over a battle that I don't even care anymore.
Not only that, these two niggas don't know none of y'all.
And them niggas, it's over, bro. Like, Drake is about to release his shoe. K-Dot working on an album. And that is it. Like, it's all over until either round two or that just goes into the record book. But I paid close attention to the people that just wanted the attention for some money. And Cash Dad was really emotionally invested into this. And it looked bad. It was secondhand embarrassment, to tell you the truth. Yep. That niggas was arguing and it was bad. Like the jokes is jokes. But when you when you are mad at a person named Kendrick Lamar because for whatever reason, like you really mad, you really hope the accusations stick to him. I was like, damn, niggas really forget. Like, what we know you don't like him, but I'm like, man, it has me thinking. Like, y'all really don't like the West Coast like that, and that is cool. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. But you don't have to argue. You don't. You don't have to. Debating is cool, but what I'm saying is, you don't have to get your emotions tied up in it. Sometimes you're just going to, not even sometimes, start working on just not necessarily understanding the other opinion, but just knowing that somebody has an opinion that you just don't agree with. But I'm not about to let somebody's opinion mess with my emotions just because I don't agree. There's been a plethora of questions or statements on Twitter, and that's what Twitter is there for, is to engage with people, whether they're friends or strangers, you know, to spark a conversation. To get reactions and stuff like that. And I get that. But a lot of these questions and a lot of these statements are bait. You know what I'm saying? They're there to get your emotions riled up and to get some type of attention and energy out of you. And niggas is falling for it every day to where one of the most historical emotional damage moments was Meet Me in Temecula. Niggas is arguing over Kobe. And niggas wanted to drive an hour or two for a fade and even made a diss track, which was hard. Diss track might be top 10. That diss track was hard. But like, dog, it really don't be that serious though. It never be that serious.
And then piggybacking off all that, recognizing that you don't have to respond one at all or two right away. You can give yourself a moment, whether it's personal, whether you want to chime in on some damn K-Dot Drake shit, but you don't have to work yourself up and have that instant response.
No, you don't. And the thing is, but you do have to work yourself up for a freaky ass nigga that's a 69 guy.
A fan.
You do gotta work yourself up for that.
But even in like a personal, you know, we're all so used to everything being instant, right? Email it to me, it's fast. Text message, da 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 da. Because somebody sends you a text, and I think we've talked about this before. I don't know if it was on a show or just personal conversation, but I might be busy. I might not have the mental social capacity to really respond. I might need a second to figure out how I want to respond. You don't have to do it right away. Once you realize that you're not, forgive me for using this word, but you're not a slave to other people's wants of you, then you'll have peace. And it doesn't even have to be somebody you don't get along with, just in general, because there's some demanding friends out there who, like, you didn't answer me, but you were blah, blah, blah. You were on Insta. I saw you 10 minutes ago. You were, you know,
let me tell you, some of those friends that is like that, they eventually weed off. Because they're not getting the attention that they are looking for or they think they deserve or whatever. But you're going to be blessed to know that there ain't none of those type of cats around you. Because right now, I'm in my bag of elite, just crazy responses. If I did have a friend who was like, yo, why didn't you text me back? I'm really on some, hey, you need to chill. Brother.
Right? We're adults. We got jobs, families, our own needs and wants, and hell, the way work been going, I've been wanting peace and quiet. I don't want nothing going on. Like, leave me alone. I don't want to hear nothing. I want to hear my phone go ding. I don't care if it's an email. Like, no.
Yeah. Picking you. Now it's time for you to pick and choose when you want to respond.
Yes.
And that's including work. Fuck mm-hmm. them kids. It all of that. That covers everything.
Everything.
Except when my wife texts me, I text right back because let me tell you. Text that nigga right back. All right. Cause she ain't about to I ain't about to walk in the house.
No.
Well, I'll be damned I walk in the house and hear this. Mm-hmm. That meet the Gram song.
Oh my
hell
Lord.
No. How about Marcy? Turn his goddamn mm-hmm. lights on.
No. Take time for yourself.
Yeah, and for them freaky ass niggas. Mm-hmm. All right, Brett, I think that's the end. Unless you got a bonus. You got a bonus?
Let me see right quick.
Hey.
Oh my God. Even if I have a bonus, I don't think we can get through it with you. Let's see. Mine's lighthearted. Okay. It's the one that always comes up. So, should a man eat before his children do?
Oh, I was about to, man.
Lord.
Where
Jesus,
you know where I went. You
it was
know,
not going there.
I went straight to them buns.
Gutter.
I don't believe in that rule. Feed them goddamn kids, man. Have them shut them up first. Shit. Like it's not a big deal. Like it look, don't get me wrong.
It's really not.
Don't get me wrong. I was born and raised over here in the West. So we have certain Southern traits, but not as demanding. Maybe that's the wrong word. It's not as popular as it is in the South to serve your plate to your man and stuff like that. I think that's all Southern roots to me. Marcy makes my plate sometimes. Most times she don't. And then I'm fine with that. And then it's like, feed the kids first. Like, I don't even know what message we're trying to send. That I'm the man of the house and I don't even get down like that. Like, nigga, if I'm taking too long to come downstairs, nigga shouldn't have to starve until I get down there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do. So maybe that's just, you know, that's these Western laws we created. We super left over here. So, you know, take everything with a grain. But like, I don't trip over stuff like that. Nah. Now, yeah. I do believe, now, if you want to say that I pick and choose, yeah, sure. That's what being left is, nigga. Shit, that's how we keep advancing a lot. We pick and choose what we want to deal with, nigga. So I do feel like, hey, look, any major decisions that you got to run in by the capo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, they going and eat. I probably had a peanut butter jelly sandwich on the side that young niggas don't know about. So that one. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that question, whenever I see that whole topic show up on my timeline somewhere, I just make my head hurt. I'm like, and then once again, y'all are fighting over this shit for what? Like arguing.
Yo, I'm tired of these niggas. I'm tired of these niggas arguing over what food places they don't go to. Nigga, I ain't gonna even lie to you. Look, anybody out there, yes, I still go to all those places randomly. Now, not as much as I'm not saying that we go, but I'm saying I don't have a problem. The only place I don't go to is Arby's. That's the only place I don't go to is Arby's. Every other place you could think of, every other place, I've either gone there, still going there, or I will go there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So Olive Garden, yes, nigga, I'm eating those trash-ass breadsticks.
I had those the other day.
See?
Teacher Appreciation Week, they fed us Olive Garden. I wasn't going to turn down no free Olive Garden.
And I get that extra cheese shredded on my Caesar salad.
There you go.
Yeah.
They win.
Do something about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What else? The Cheesecake Factory. I don't really care for the Cheesecake Factory, but guess what? If Marcy be like, let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. Are you fucking right?
You goddamn right.
Yeah. And I'm going to find something on there that I like.
Yep.
What's another one they complain about? Denny's? Nigga, that's our go-to.
That is the especially at 2 a.m.
2 a.m. in the morning, it's three people in there. The cook, the nigga that's going to be at the register, and another person in there. We don't know what the fuck they in there for, so we watching them. And then us, and then our two dumbasses eating apple crisp. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you getting the fucking buffalo wing. You getting the sampler. You know what I'm saying? That's Marcy go-to, the sampler. You know what I mean? And I'm going to get some random shit. I'll probably get that damn sandwich with the turkey. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I get the seasoned fries with the barbecue sauce.
Y'all be going out yeah. when you go to Denny's.
Those pictures, I got pictures of a thing. We go on the, anytime we go to like the R&B and Only Fest, every time we went to that, we get out late and we go straight to Denny's. Before we go home, we like, no, because we don't want to share none of the food with the kids. We do not want to kick it with them niggas. So we stop and we eat. We don't share the apple crisps or nothing. I'm lying. Sometimes we ordered something to go.
What was the last time you had Del Taco?
Shit, I get Del Taco like every 3.5 weeks. Shit.
I haven't had that shit in a long time.
Yeah, I'm trying to, now look, honestly, I'm trying to cut down on fast food. Wasted money on fast food and shit like that, but yeah, man, I'm done too. I'm only bougie when it comes to my electronics and water. I'm a hella bougie with my water. Hella bougie.
What's your water choice?
Right now, I've been doing a lot of Evian. Mm-hmm. I forgot the one in the orange and white bottle. It started with a P. Panana. Whatever.
I've never had that one.
But I try to get into the I can't even think of it right now. But yeah, I'm bougie with the water. Like, if you give me that Arrowhead, I'm gonna look at you with such.
Ooh, you won't even do no Arrowhead?
Nah. like if I forget to get some water, like, I have an attitude. I gotta have some water on me. Now, I drink regular spring water, but that's the lowest quality water that I would drink.
Wow.
But if it comes to, like, Dasani, I'll throw that bottle at somebody.
Oh, Dasani is disgusting.
I'll throw that Dasani, Aquafina.
Dasani and Aquafina, they taste like plastic.
Yeah, I'll throw that at somebody while they running.
I like Fiji water, and I like Core. Have you had Core yet?
Yeah. Yeah, they got flavored Coors, right?
I don't know. I've never seen flavored Coors. I've seen flavored Smart Water, but not.
I think
let me
so.
See. Or
I'm about to look too.
Or water flavor. Oh shit, they do. Yeah. I've never seen those.
They got like a look and see if they got like a cucumber one, a watermelon one, or something like that.
Calm, immunity, vibrant. What? That's bougie.
Yeah, man.
Let's see. Yeah.
That Evian though is solid.
I haven't had Evian in a long time. Mm-hmm. Let's see. They got
that shit like $3 a bottle.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. They got pink grapefruit extract, cucumber essence, and lemon extract.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen those.
Yeah. Mountain Valley. I drink Mountain Valley. I like what you call it? The one that come in a beer can.
A beer can.
Yeah, it looks just like a beer can. And they got different flavors too, but I just like the have you ever had box water?
I have had box water.
Yeah, that's fire.
It's weird. It's weird.
Liquid death.
It doesn't taste bad. It's just weird drinking out of a box.
Liquid death is the other one.
Is that what that is? It's water?
Yeah. Liquid death. And then you got the Hawaiian joint, the volcanic Hawaiian water. That one's fire.
So wait. Oh, it's sparkling water. Liquid death. Okay.
No. One of them is not sparkling. The rest of them are.
Oh.
The ones that's flavored, those are the ones that's sparkling.
Okay.
But the one in the white can, it looks like a white beer can. All of them, mm-hmm. all of them come in a beer can, and some.
Oh,
of them
mountain water. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. The one in the white is solid. It's solid.
Okay, because I never paid attention to that. I see it, and I'm like, I'm scared of that. I don't want no liquid death.
No, it's to kill your thirst.
Okay, I might try that. Now that I know what it is.
Y'all got 7-Elevens out there, right?
No, actually, the closest 7-Eleven is like 4 hours away.
Damn, where you stay at? God damn it.
Right, I miss 7-Eleven so much because I used to hit 7-Eleven like on the daily. But no, out here we got Quick Trip, Get and Go, and Come and Go.
Those all sound like porn titles.
Right?
That's wild.
Right? Especially Come and Go. They sell shirts and everything, too. It's so funny to see kids and everything with a shirt that say Come and Go.
And I think somebody went viral for that.
Come and Go?
Yeah, on IG. A kid had a shirt on or something like it was something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Essentia? I think I said that wrong.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think I said that wrong. Voss? Oh, that one's fire.
Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah, that one's fire right there. That Blackwater, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
I don't know either.
That's a good talk, though. Hey, this is probably going to be one of my longest episodes. We had an hour 41. I think it's time to cut it, man. It's time to cut it. It's time for you to go to bed. It's time for me to go to bed. Because I got a 7 o'clock podcast with the Brace Radio.
7 in the morning?
7 in the morning. And it's 12 o'clock. Man. It's 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it was 2 here.
Yeah, I'm about to take my freaky ass 69 to bed.
You better, because that shit has you... Yeah.
I'm let them know where they can find you and stuff like that.
I had to think about that for a second. On Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, it's Britty 18. And then
Britty 18.
And then actually you can find me wherever you listen to podcasts. Damn. I can talk about this all day.
Last episode was a lot of Michael Jackson content.
A lot, man.
They love Mike over the years.
Oh, my God.
Until next time.
Nighty night. Do what I should, man. Do what I could, man.